coach in the teleconference is Indiana's Kevin Wilson. The Hoosiers open the season on Saturday night by facing Ball State at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, a 7 p.m. game to appear on ESPN3.com. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you.
Give us an opening statement, and we'll take a few questions from the media.
I appreciate it. Again, excited for the opener here, a chance to go to Lucas Oil where the Big Ten championship game is going to be for us, home, not home. Ball State, Mid-American.
Did we lose Coach? All right, I think we might have lost Coach Wilson. We will try to reconnect with him while we wait for Coach Wilson to rejoin us. Go over a few Big Ten notes. More than 70 Big Ten student-athletes appear on 18 preseason watch lists that have been announced during the course of the summer. In addition, the Big Ten leads all conferences with 8 candidates for the Lowe's Senior Class Award, given annually to a senior with notable achievements in 4 areas of excellence: community, classroom, character, and competition. The Big Ten's 8 nominees are twice as many as any other conference. Big Ten candidates for the Lowe's Senior Class Award are Illinois' Jeff Allen, Michigan State's Kirk Cousins, Nebraska's Jared Crick, Northwestern's Dan Persa, Ohio State's Michael Brewster, Penn State's Nate Stupar, Purdue's Joe Holland, and Wisconsin's Aaron Henry. The Big Ten will feature 5 new head coaches roaming the sidelines in 2011, including 4 in their first year at their respective schools. Indiana's Kevin Wilson, who should be joining us again shortly, is joined by Michigan's Brady Hoke, Minnesota's Jerry Kill, and Ohio State's Luke Fickell as new coaches, while Nebraska's Bo Pelini will be in the Big Ten for the first time this year. The inaugural Big Ten football championship game will begin at 8:17 Eastern Time on December 3, 2011. It will be held at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. The champion of the Legends Division will meet the champion of the Leaders Division, with the winner earning the Big Ten championship and a chance to play in either the Rose Bowl game or the Bowl Championship Series National Championship game. Fox Sports will serve as the official broadcast partner of the Big Ten football championship games from 2011 through 2016, and Lucas Oil Stadium will host the title games from 2011 through 2015. All right, so we have Coach Wilson back on the line?
I think so. We're here. You got me, guys?
Hey, we got you, Coach. If you could just go through your opening statement again, and then we'll do some questions.
Apologize. You guys have me on the front end and lose me?
Yeah, we heard a couple of your opening comments in and out, but if you just want to start from the beginning.
Yeah, again, we've had a great camp. Looking forward to the opener against Ball State at Lucas Oil, where the championship game for the Big Ten is going to be played in the next 5 years. We're excited to be up there representing Big Ten in Indiana. Looking forward to competing against Ball State. You know, the MAC teams, Ball State in particular, beat us a few years back. MAC teams always have done well against Big Ten teams, so we respect the opponent. I think we've had a great camp, very healthy, very much excited, and off to a great start, and look forward to playing this Saturday.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
If I ask Coach a question, please press star 1. Your first question comes from the line of Adam Neff with WBNS Radio.
Hey, Coach, what about this Ball State team stands out to you?
Well, and again, it's really difficult when you're playing an opener and you're playing a new staff, because we're watching tape from Elon. Their special teams coordinator came from Louisiana Lafayette, so we're watching Ball State from last year. We're watching Elon from last year to get schemes. To me, the thing that stands out is, and I know they might have struggled last year, a lot of these guys were recruited after the 2008 season. A lot of seniors were playing for these guys. Came in with Coach Hoke when Hoke was playing, was coaching there. There was a lot of excitement. So I think these are some kids that are expecting success, expecting to do well. I know they got a great new coaching staff with Coach Limbo's background, and they're looking forward to getting after it. So we look forward to the challenge. We think it's going to be a great opportunity, but we better be ready to play to have success Saturday night.
Your next question comes from the line of Tom St. Meyer with the Muncie Star Press.
Coach, this was a game against Ball State that was originally scheduled to be at their place. Can you talk about the advantage of getting the game at Lucas Oil? I would imagine the crowd will be pro-Indiana and just, you know, not having to play at their place.
Well, and again, you know, I mean, I'm assuming Ball State's choice, and those decisions were made prior to my arrival. I'm sure from an economic standpoint, to play in the arena. A lot of state kids, Indiana kids, both for Ball State and ourselves. I do think it's a great opportunity for both fan bases. I'm really interested to see if our fan bases will come out and support both programs. Again, a lot of alumni for both those schools living in the metro of Indianapolis. So is an advantage either way or not? You know, I don't know. I'm assuming not playing in someone else's home stadium, it definitely is not a true home field advantage for those guys. But at the same time, I do think it's a great opportunity for both teams to energize their team with the uniqueness of playing in a pro venue. I've had the opportunity the last couple of years at Oklahoma where we played at the Cowboys Stadium. We played it at Miami, and to play in the pro arenas is pretty neat. So we're looking forward to the opportunity.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1.
Let's talk about the competition to replace Ben Chappell at quarterback.
One more time, I'm sorry.
Talk about the competition to replace Ben Chappell at quarterback.
It's been very heated, very competitive. I think sometimes the supporting cast for playing some freshmen with their second team, some new players, so timing and rhythm and spacing isn't always clean for some of the quarterbacks in their look and the looks they're getting. I'm really intrigued by our true freshman, Trey Roberson, very athletic kid at the same time. A little overwhelmed as a freshman, but I do think he can add to the mix as we go through the season. With Ed Wright Baker, Dusty Keel, 2 third-year sophomores, both have nice size, nice arms. Really down the stretch trying to decide between the two which young man we think is going to manage the game and keep us out of turnovers and keep us in positive situations.
Your next question comes from the line of Zach McCann with the Orlando Sentinel.
Hey, Coach. How do you deal with the nerves of players who have never played at this level before, and do you have much trouble with young players being jittery or nervous going into a game like this?
Well, you definitely, and we've been talking about that a lot, whether it be nerves, whatever. I think the hardest thing to do, and it's a big word in our program, it's printed out in a way to the practice field, it's called trust. And we try as hard as we can as coaches to put them in as many difficult situations, game situations. But until you're in the game, and that's our situation with quarterback, until you get in the game and really know how a guy responds, it is a little bit of a guess, a little bit of a crapshoot. But the key thing is you try to convince the kids the way you work, and we've been very diligent in our preparation, how hard we've trained, conditioned, practiced, that you try to get them to relax and trust that how hard they've worked should transfer them into situations of playing well. So sometimes you got to do it to get it done, but our deal with the young players is trust how hard we work, trust the scheme, trust the coaches, trust the guy beside you, trust yourself, and now cut it loose and go out and just do what you do and fly around and do it the best we can.
Thank you.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1.
Coach, you talked about the quarterbacks. How much does it help them to have a guy like DeMarlo Belcher on the other end?
You know, pretty good. I'm trying to get DeMarlo to pick up his practice habits and be a great player for us, not a really, really, really good player. But we're complimenting DeMarlo with several other guys. Our receiver core has a chance to be a solid position and has a chance to do really well. So we'll see how it plays out with those guys. But DeMarlo, as a veteran guy coming back, we're trying to get him to be a leader, have great practice habits so that all our receivers, because it's easy to double cover one guy. We need, the way the game is played, you need to complement and spread the ball around and get it to a lot of playmakers. I think we have some. It'll be interesting as we go through the year to see if that holds true.
Okay. Coach, that's all the time we have. Appreciate you joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. All right. Bye.